So now we're moving to the offertory, and the offertory is actually a part of our worship. This isn't just the most convenient time to collect money, but this is actually a time of our worship where we offer back to the Lord from the bounty that he's given us. And so we teach as a church that the tithe is sort of the standard of giving. So the first fruits, the first tenth of what God has given us, we give back to him for his purposes. And it's during that time that we hear a beautiful musical offering by the choir. And so it's just really beautiful space in which to offer back to the Lord. You'll see the ushers will be followed by oblation bearers that have the bread and the wine. And so it's as though the gifts that we're going to use for the Eucharist and use for the mission and ministry of the church are coming just right from the congregation. This was brought home to me in a very powerful way when I was in Africa several years ago. And they did the offertory at the end of the service, by the way, because they would bring goats and chickens and cows and so forth. And again, this is a bounty that God had given them in how they earn income. And so they were giving those things to the church for the furtherance of God's kingdom, for the mission of God, and so forth. So this is just a practice of worship that becomes part of what we do every Sunday. And so now walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.